Hello everyone, it is Wednesday and it's your girl Tinkiebell here. So today is Wednesday, like I keep repeating, which means it is Gaming Wednesday. I do remember in the last update that I was going to talk a lot about gaming and Let's Plays and gaming music, and I decided that I was going to do that on Wednesday. So now we're going to finally get this part of the segment started. I remember stating a while ago that I have been on a humongous Sonic the Hedgehog craze and how much I completely just been listening to a bunch of Sonic music, and the phase is still there, but it kind of just stopped recently because I wanted to really talk about one game music per audio or franchise, I guess you can kind of say. So I literally listened to the entire soundtrack of Sonic Forces a while back ago, and I've been wanting to talk about it for so long. I just recently listened to it again, and oh boy, let me tell you, it's pretty cool. I really do love the soundtrack of Sonic Forces, which is kind of funny because it feels, I know I saw this in a YouTube comment and I can completely agree with them. It definitely feels like Sega put more effort into the music than they actually did with the entire game. Like the visualize of the game is good, and the music is amazing, but the gameplay is like way too short, which is just kind of weird. But the music is amazing. I will admit one thing, you do hear Fist Bump way a lot in the game. It's like the creator was telling the rest of the staff members, hey, you know, what is the one song that is, what is the main song that we should have in almost every single sequence of the game? Fist Bump. I got you. And basically that's what it is. Most of the soundtrack in Sonic Forces, you're going to hear Fist Bump. You're gonna just be there and be like, wait, is this another version of Fist Bump that they already made? How many times have we listened to this song? Like, they sneaked it in pretty badly, but they still did a really good job with it. Of course, another funny thing that I also noticed, but I'm also really interested with Sega, is the fact that they actually did a lot of different things from a lot of the music. Here's the thing, most of the Sonic music I listen to kind of speaks well with the game. So like in Sonic in the Black Knight, it's a lot of somewhat medieval music but with a bit of rock and a bit of, yeah, with a bit of rock. With Sonic Generations, I want to say it's a lot of pop music as well as a mixture of the old Sonic music as well as the new one. Let's see here, Sonic and the Secret Rings was more like a weird mystical pop rock type of thing. Like every Sonic game I believe has like a different genre of music, but I feel like Sonic Forces was just, let's do something completely different. Let's do a lot of dubstep and EDM, because that's basically what you get, especially for Infinite soundtrack. Like, it sounds like people are at a rave, and it's amazing. As someone who loves rave music, dubstep, EDM, techno, trap, because I love that, it was just fantastic to me. It was like, oh, this is something new. I haven't really heard from Sega a lot. So, that's a first. Let's see. I probably should look at, I'm actually going to go over to my YouTube and look at the soundtrack for all of the Sonic playlist that I made. So, the joys of having two phones. Let's see here. because I'm using one and I can use the other. Here we go, Sonic songs. So most of the things on my playlist I have is Infinite Song, which is also really good. The Theme of Resistance as well. Lost Valley, This Is Our World, A New Hero. Like, a lot of these are really, really good. Like, the lyrics are amazing. The beat is really enjoyable, and you can just bop your head to it, like a really good bop to the head of the beat. Like what I mean by there's a lot of fist pump songs in here, like most of these songs are literally like fist pump is in here. So of course, let's see. Now I'm thinking of the song. So you have the piano version of Fist Bump. You also have Fist Bump FM, the FM version. You have an instrumental of Fist Bump. You have Fist Bump SXSW version in there. let's see here. Like, there's just a lot of Sonic Forces, like a lot of Fist Pump in Sonic Forces. I want to say the one, of course, with Sonic songs, you have to have that one Sonic song that's gonna make you cry, which is of course is Light of Hope, or like Light of Hope. That was the one that really just like, it made me cry. It made me cry the most. If there's one thing I will say about Sonic songs, that if you don't like the gameplay, then you can definitely say that Sonic songs has one of the most like amazing soundtracks. I haven't listened to Kingdom Hearts. I haven't listened to Final Fantasy music, but I will say that out of all the gameplays I have ever music I've ever listened to, Sonic music has always been the number one thing for me. It always knows how to tear your heartstrings and to kind of teach you a somewhat really cool and a good lesson. So there's that. Also, I know I can't be the only person that thinks this, but every single time I listen to Fist Bump on when it comes down to Sonic, I feel like that's Sega saying this is the last game in the Sonic franchise. I feel like this is Sega nodding off and saying like, hey, one more last Fist Bump. And I keep thinking, is this the end of the Sonic franchise? Is Sonic officially over? Even though I'm pretty sure Sega would kind of announce that they're done with Sonic, I can't help but think that Sonic Forces was basically just on this level of this is like the last game. Another thing with Sonic, I know I mentioned this before in my Sonic the Hedgehog movie review, how I got into Sonic, but this time I'm going to be really, really personal and restate it. I got into Sonic thanks to my stepbrother. I remember I was in California and I was staying with my stepbrother, my stepsister, and their mom, who's they're basically like their stepmom. Well, we're not really step siblings. I totally take that back. I keep getting step siblings and half siblings mixed up. So I went to my half brother's house and my half sister's house and I remember he was playing a certain game. I think it was Sonic Adventure Battle. I think that was the game. I want to say Battle Royale, but I think it was Sonic Adventure Battle or Sonic Adventure 2 Battle. It was a battle game, and it was the type of game where you were able to choose a character and you kind of just race against each other to get to like the big ring. And as I was playing this game, that was my first introduction to Sonic. My first introduction to Sonic was the actual game on the GameCube, and it completely just made me feel satisfied. Like, I actually loved the game. It was fun, even though I didn't know the controls. It was still really fun. And once I realized that Sonic had a cartoon called The Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog, which was technically my first Sonic cartoon, I was all in for it. I binged watched all, before binging was a thing, I watched all of the episodes and I was just crazy for it. And then when I realized there was Sonic X on Jetix, actually no, I take that back. I completely take that back. I knew about Sonic. I want to say I really knew about Sonic when I would watch Sonic X. And the reason why I state that is because of my the timeline I'm thinking of. Because before I met my half brother and my half sister, before I even knew I had them, I lived in Mississippi for quite a while and I got introduced to Jetix during that time. Yes, I know what Jetix is. I'm a Jetix kid. I really wish it would come back. But I remember watching Sonic X because I remember the Jetix version of the theme song. It's always been stuck in my head. When I finally moved over to when I left Mississippi and I moved to California, that's when I discovered there was another Sonic X, but this one was on 4Kids. And that's also how I got into The Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog, because I found it on Netflix when I was scrolling through my mom, and I found there was a game thanks to my half-brother when I went to their house, when I went to my half-sibling's house, and I played with them on the GameCube. So Sonic has kind of been the first real video game character that I have ever been introduced to really in my life. And I'm really happy that he has been, because I do feel like I'm part of the Sonic community. If there's like a selective few communities I would say that I am definitely a part of, but if I have to name the biggest one in the gaming world, it would be, besides Epic, it would be Epic Mickey, Sonic the Hedgehog, and Five Nights at Freddy's. Those would be like the top games of the community I would be a part of. But Sonic the Hedgehog was my first actual video game character I got introduced to. Not Mario, not Kingdom Hearts, not Final Fantasy. It was Sonic. And when I finally got my Nintendo, I remember my first actual game was the classic collection of all the classic Sonic games. I played that game so much to the point where it was just crazy. I couldn't put the game down. Most of my favorite zones, of course, is Green Hill automatically, but it's also Studiopolis. I love that level, mainly because I just really love the music in that level too. I know Sophia is this chemical plant, but yeah, that's kind of like my Sonic story. Well, part of it, at least my personal experience. I got more into the Sonic games, into the Let's Plays. I may talk about how I got really into gaming and the Let's Playing in the Let's Play in another podcast. But I really, really got into Sonic games and Sonic Let's Plays thanks to a really good YouTube gamer. I don't watch him anymore, but I'm probably just going to go back and like revisit and reminisce the old times. But it was CabanaArmani456. Go check him out if you're a Sonic fan, because he plays a lot of Sonic games, but he also plays like many other Sonic games. Well, many other games besides Sonic. But CabanaArmani456 was like the dude I would always go to for Sonic games. Like, nobody else can do it as he could. His commentary was really funny. I loved how he would let the cutscenes kind of play out. And, I'm now just like reminiscing just over how fun I had with CabanaArmani456 watching him as a kid and following what he does when I had Sonic Colors. Because the next game I had after I lost the collection was Sonic Colors, and I finally had a Wii to play it on, and I was super excited. And I was like, yes, I get to play Sonic Colors. I finished the game. I really did. Even though I need to go back and replay the entire game. But I did finish the game. And like my Sonic experience was actually really good. I got into Sonic MMD, obviously. I got into a lot of Sonic memes. I got into comic dubs. I only saw like one video of people cosplaying as Sonic. But I remember watching, I think his name is Shadow759. I think that's his name, or 459. Basically, he sounded somewhat similar to Shadow, and he did like these funny skits and comic dubs with like a group of his pals that I thought was super duper funny. So Sonic has been in my life for quite a while, actually, and I'm pretty happy about that. I do remember watching every single gameplay of Sonic. I kind of feel like this just went to like talking about like Sonic music all the way to Sonic talking about Sonic Forces, and then bam, I'm just telling my entire Sonic story. But yeah, I know I keep repeating this, but Sonic really just has been a massive influence in my life. I even remember like people recreating images from Sonic X to make their very own OCs. Like, I think they're recolors. I remember a lot of people getting mad at them. I remember people doing those Sonic high school stories where it was like Son Amy in a high school version that people will kind of have like the picture and then there's text and you will kind of read them. I remember that. Oh man. I want to say those were just the funnest days for me, where I really just got to enjoy my life as an actual Sonic fan. And the fact that we got a Sonic movie is even crazy. I did see that we're getting a Sonic 2. I am super duper happy about it. And I'm really pumped up. I can't wait to see what else. I may probably talk about what I expect to see in the Sonic 2 movie, but I'm probably going to do it when it gets closer to that date. But you know, besides all of that, I say all of this to say that's kind of my first actual segment, my first episode with the Sonic pot, with this podcast of the gaming world. I'm pretty sure I'm going to talk about many more. I'm probably not just going to stop talking about Sonic. I'm probably going to talk about a whole nother thing. I don't have a set plan. And this is something I'm probably, a lot of you guys pretty much already know. I don't have a set plan for this segment. I really don't for any of my segments. With my anime review one, I have a plan. With this one, I don't. So whatever let's play I kind of decide to watch, whether it's new, whether it's old, I'm just going to watch it and just commentate on it. And that's it. So that's all I'm basically going to really do. But I'm going to go ahead and leave it off here. I hope you guys kind of enjoyed this little first episode of the Gaming Wednesday, where I'm just going to talk about gaming. Tomorrow is going to be Thursday, which means it's going to be an update Thursday. I don't think there's going to be any real actual update, so I don't think I'm actually going to be posting anything on Thursday. But I probably will post, possibly I will post maybe something on Wattpad or maybe something on Instagram, who knows. But I hope you guys enjoyed this little segment. Bye guys, I hope you guys are having a fantastic day. My throat is dry. Peace.